May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuuk Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Poobah of Kuuk Audio and Kuuk Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunyu Suzuki and those whose paths cross his, and anything else that comes to mind. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. And today we'll have some and anything else that comes to mind, and those whose paths crossed his. Yeah, I think it'll qualify under either of those. So I just wanted to tell what was happening with yours truly here in Bali. Nothing earth-shattering. Katrinka is in the air as we talk. She's on a 15-hour and 15-minute flight from San Francisco to Doha in Qatar on Qatar Airways, which she likes very much. She'll be there a while, and then she flies from there to Jakarta. That's 8 hours and 30 minutes. And so that means her time in the air flying from San Francisco to here is 15 minutes short of 24 hours. Wow. Anyway, she had her PCR test a day before taking off and the results. Much better than a year ago it was so frustrating to get the results. It was, but anyway, it's more together now, right? And she has everything ready, the QR code in her smartphone that shows we have the Peduli Linguni, the taking care and protecting thing. So it shows we've been vaccinated twice. There's booster shots are now available in Indonesia, but we don't know if they're available for foreigners yet. They'll be free for locals, and that's good. Everything's been free so far, including for foreigners. They've been really good about it. Are they being strict, like Katrinka's coming in, got a quarantine for a week, and she's lucky because it just came down from 10 days. But if there's one person in the airplane that tests positive, bang, she's got a quarantine for 2 weeks. And that's $100 a day, the mid-level hotel, three meals, and daily testing or frequent testing. I don't know quite how much. Anyway, so we hope to see her if all goes well on the 20th, which will be about 7 weeks, I guess, since she left. And I've gotten a lot done, but it's never enough. And every day's up. I just got two bridges. I got a little windfall, and paid a little debt, and I got 5 crowns and 2 bridges. So where there were holes in my molars, there are not anymore, and that's very nice. And we like our dentist. I've gotten to her office in 3 minutes from our house walking. And she was our dentist before we moved over to this side of Sanur. And it's just a small little office. She does good work. Sometimes she farms me out to the medical college. So I'm happy about that. But there were multiple frustrations today. Just when I think I'm getting on top of it, stuff happens like today. Just a frustrating Dropbox problem. I'm going to mention what it is just in case somebody has a suggestion. But I think Peter Ford, my associate working on Kuuk Archives, probably can tell me what I'm doing wrong. I've got all these enormous amount of files and folders on Dropbox. And I need the smart sync, which means they aren't on my my laptop. There's just a placeholder. So it looks like they're there, but actually they're online and I can access them through, you know, if I need it, I can open them up from here if I'm online and I can, you know, get them back in my computer and stuff like that. But I don't know, I'm doing the smart sync wrong. It eliminated all the appearance of the the folders. Actually, I've got it down to all folders. No loose files. And all right, what did I do wrong? So you know, I'm looking back at smart sync and I had smart sync. Oh, and anyway, when I tried to fix that, yeah, I got the folder back on this side, but then it had the and it was a gigabyte in the folder, and it had the gigabyte here. So I don't quite have it down yet. That's something I'm doing wrong. I don't know what it is, but I'll figure it out. So, all right, then I've got that, and I've got an assistant coming today. It comes once a week. It's very, very good, Gus Swan. If you go to Qt.com and look at there's a link on the homepage to, I think it's the 2020 report. And it goes to a page that says who we are, and you can see a picture of Goose and Peter and me and some other people, actually a number of people who help run the engines at Qt Archives. But Goose is the only local one. He's the only paid one. But if you knew what a good day's pay was here, you would be shocked. It's a good hour's. No, it's low for an hour's pay in America. He showed up, and I was looking for. I have a whole folder of files of lectures of this really, really great sort of New Thought Christian teacher from Fort Worth, where I came from, that I wanted him to get ready, get on a page for Qt.com. I can't find it, but I know I've got it, and I'm looking at my hard drives. So that was frustrating. The Dropbox was frustrating. But, you know, one thing I was really happy about, and that he told me he woke up, I think he woke up yesterday morning and sent me a WhatsApp saying, hey, I wanted to send you this so I don't forget it. But, you know, we started this page for the band here, Bali Yuga. It's our little band that just rehearses songs I've written. And when we got them down, we record them and move on to do more. We don't do any performing. It's just a recording band. And when I got my little windfall and decided I could spend some of it on, you know, something I'd really like to do. I mean, I know all these musicians here. They're out of work. And, you know I can record here for a fraction of what you can. I mean, I really like them. I figured it out at 1/11th what it costs to record in America on good, you know, high quality, good studios and like that. And so I started doing it. I've been doing it, I don't know, half a year. And we've only got one album out called Bali Yuga, which I've mentioned on here before. Bali Yuga on the Way to Venus is the name of the album. And it's on YouTube, Spotify, blah, blah, blah. And there's baliyuga.com. Well, so a week ago when Goose was here, we started a page for it on Facebook. And I just sort of, you know, sat with him a little bit and then left it up to him to get it done. Got it done. Have some simple posts, like an introductory post saying Bali Yuga's, you know, for the songs I've written, blah, blah, blah. And that we have an album out, you know. And then there was another post, like a few days later, telling who the band members are and what instruments they play. And then I put one post saying that on the way to Venus was something like our message or my message to COP26. That's it, right? And today, we open it up, bang, it's been unpublished by Facebook. And, you know, without explanation, they give you a list of things it might be. And I had that happen to my Cuke Nonsense page on Facebook, where really innocent stuff from my Cuke Nonsense blog, that's the nonsense stuff. So if I wanted to link a song, if I want to do something on climate change, if I want to tell some personal story or something like that, I want to do, nonsense stuff. I put it there. And it was going up on the Cuke Nonsense page. Now, you know, I don't promote my own pages. I did mention in a post on my personal page that I never promote. I never ask people to share or like, but I would appreciate a little help with the Bali Yuga because, you know, my Zen stuff, it's been around long enough. People pretty much know about it, will find it. If they're interested, they'll go there. So I don't do anything to promote it. But the music, nobody really knows about. So that's it. There's nothing. Nothing. It's all completely innocent, you know? And so I put up, I know there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, maybe I disputed it, but I know they don't have time to look at disputes. There's really nothing you can do if that happens to you. Just pray that maybe they'll rescind it, but they won't. Goes today. Incidentally, the musicians came today for us to practice. It was the only day that worked for him to come, me to come, for him to come. So we had an hour and a half to work together some before they arrived for they come for lunch, and I let them. I didn't join him for lunch because I was with Goose. And then we have 3 hours of practice, right? Then I went back to him. Let me tell you, that music, that has really helped balance my life. I really like it. I didn't need something else to, I can't keep up with what I'm doing, and then I took something else on. But it's been nice doing something different, you know, that wasn't just all this Zen stuff and websites and working on books and stuff like that, answering emails about all that, which I enjoy. I enjoy all that and Suzuki Roshi lectures and everything, but a little unbalanced. Although, you know, I get out and swim and do yoga and walk the dogs and stuff too. Anyway, it's been really great and I love it. And it's so wonderful working with people here. Just so copacetic, so nice, so pleasant. Just no rancor, no difficulty. If anybody has a problem, they'll gently mention it. It's even better in Japan because they're not uptight at all. They're easygoing. It's just totally nice. Goose studied it today, you know? What do people suggest? You know, what does Facebook say to do and this and that? And we talked about starting another page that would... We tried to start another page, but it looks like they might not let me start any other page now or something. So it suggested I get another administrator. So we made him an administrator. And he was having, you can't do that for this page. So now what's my, how do I feel about it? You know, Facebook is like, there's nothing to compare with it for promoting something, right? Really. I mean, Instagram, all right, which is, it's Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, aren't they all the same? Instagram's so limited, though. Although Peter Ford does a beautiful Shunyu Suzuki lecture excerpt every day on Instagram with a photograph with it from the photo archive. It's Cuke Archives Instagram. Anyway, there was our chance for success. It's been snuffed out. The candle has been blown out just shortly after it was lit. And, you know, it's like they don't have to take responsibility for anything they do, right? They can destroy governments, and they can be a key factor in electing a president and disseminating false information. There's all sorts of horrible stuff on Facebook. And now I posted about this on my personal site today. You know, hey, you know, Facebook did this to me, blah blah blah. I didn't complain. I didn't say anything angry or anything. And I got some great responses from people that just talk about the most innocuous. You know, somebody said they wrote it. You know, sent a message to somebody, oh, that's a nice picture or something like that, and got back a warning from Facebook that they could have their account suspended. I mean, I got a number of messages like that. And you know what I thought? I thought, now I don't have time to do this, or a number of other things I'm doing, but I thought that would be a cool book, like banned from Facebook or something like that. And there were a number of them, of messages to me, people talking about, you know, some posts they'd done or something they'd started there. And Facebook, you know, one guy said he showed a picture of the curvature of the earth and was told he was lying and was taken off or something. It's sort of capricious, you know. Now, I said I was talking to Katut, Zoni, and Gus, my three colleagues in Bali Yuga. And I said, I guess it's just all done by computer. And Katut said, well, my son works for TikTok, and he personally has to look at 500 videos a day and decide whether they stay or go. And he's making decisions very quickly. That's interesting. Well, so anyway, that's what's happening. I just thought it was interesting. I think that would be a good book. Banned from Facebook or something, or in Facebook jail or whatever. And just really amazing people write this, the most innocuous things you can imagine, you know, getting reprimanded. It's like Facebook is amazingly out of hand, you know? And, you know, I really don't mind this, though, because it's sort of more interesting than if everything had gone smoothly. And I don't care. It doesn't matter what happened. I just enjoy doing the songs and recording them. And, you know, I don't really think much about anything but the next song. I wanted to add something here from the next day, just sticking it back in this podcast, is that the next day, which is today, Facebook republished the Bali Yuga Facebook page. So they did review it and saw that there was no need to unpublish it. Yay! And I don't know, it's interesting dealing with problems like that. Now, I would like to solve the Dropbox problem and find those files. Those are the three frustrating things that happened today. Oh, God, let me tell you one more. All right, I'm through with all that. Let me tell you one more. We're taking care of a little toy poodle, Boom Boom, for some friends who've been gone I think it's getting close to half a year. So Bondi, in part Pomeranian, that's what they say here, part Pom. Small dog, you know, and has had this adoring pest, this very young toy poodle that's like about the size of a small cat. And but she's sort of adorable. Anyway, but you know, when I go to the beach in Bondi, you know, I go out swimming there, and she keeps an eye on me, and so does Boom Boo. And Boom Boo swims. That's amazing. I'm a little more nervous about Boom Boo. It's like if you're taking care of your kid and some friends' kids. If you're a responsible person, you'll worry more about your friends' kids than your own. So today, we provide lunch for everybody that comes for the music today. And there were, there were 10 of us today, I think, yeah. There was like the bass player, the drummer, and the guitarist, Katoot, Sony, and Goose, Sony's wife, Lucy, and then Nyoman, who helped put the whole thing together. Cadet, the housekeeper, was gone today because she had to be at the doctor's. But her daughter came, and she brought her daughter here to help out because she couldn't be here. And I said, we don't need you, and Nyoman can take care of it. It's no big deal. But then I started talking to her daughter, who's like 19 years old, and she's going to college. And we know her, actually. We're paying her way through college, which we can't afford. But it's very, very little, I mean, compared to it's like $500 for 6 months. But it's a lot for us. That's why we live here. We can't afford to live there in America. Good Lord, how do people do that? Anyway, Lena was here. And so since Lena was coming, Gus's daughter is our background vocalist, but she didn't come to the rehearsal. She just goes to the studio and we add her in on some things. But she's 19 years old and she's in college. We take her to, Katrinka and I take her to poetry slams since I've introduced her to cool people her age. And women, you know, who are 30 and 40 and stuff, who are poets and stuff. So we really get along well with her, and she's very, very nice. So I told Rhonda, I said, hey, come on. And the songs we're working on now, we're actually working on the fourth group of songs now. I said there's places where you can come get an idea of the background vocal form and things, and then you can keep Lena company. Oh, wow, they got along great. That worked out great. And then Ferry, who's a carpenter, who's fixing a screen door here, I told him, well, come back. We'll get you a lunch. These are called bunkus. That means to wrap. They're all wrapped in brown paper with banana leaf inside. And they're good. They're good. And you know what they cost? Bunkus costs, the ones we get are pretty good. They're like $1.50, $1.75. And they're good. You know, there'll be a like mine had, don't get me any rice. Mainly what people eat is a lot of white rice, right? Like a potato, like a little German potato thing. Maybe they got that from the Dutch here. A corn fritter and some green beans with, boy, I don't know what that vegetable is with is called. Maybe it's would be urab. It's nothing we have in America, but that's good. I like to have a green vegetable and, you know, and some tempeh and tofu is great. You know, I was thinking when I was eating it, I was thinking, you know, that's what people like here. You know, I take people out, and what they really prefer when they come here, what they prefer to drink is water. And if they go out, what they prefer to eat is like a bunkus on the street. They like it better than if you took them to an expensive restaurant. I'm not saying everybody. Boney, the keyboard player, liked to go with us to Riviera. He invited himself in and ordered roast beef. roast beef. Yeah, you don't get a lot of that here because it's Hindu. But Boney's a Muslim from, he's a Muslim who doesn't ever think about it or do anything about it. So, all right. So this is all I'm telling you. So Boom Boo is here, right? The toy poodle. You know, I give Bondi chicken bones. So anyway, Boom Boom, you know, likes to hang out with us when we play music. And she's very unobtrusive, especially like Spiro when we're eating, see if anybody drops anything. There was something in her mouth she couldn't get out. And she was shaking her head and putting it on the ground. And she put her paw, trying to put her paw in her mouth. And she just kept doing it. And we picked her up and looked at her, Catoot and I looked at her, and he said, well, she's not having a problem breathing, but there's something really disturbing her. It kept going on about 15 minutes. So I called the vet, and she came right over. And she's so sweet. I love our vet. She's a small woman, and she's so sweet. And the animals just love her. They just curl up with her. And she just picked Boom Boo up, put her hands, you know, like her fingers on the, where the jaw opens, and opened it up, and she has small hands, stuck her hand down there, and pulled out a sliver of bone. And I said, what was that, a toothpick? She said, no, it's a bone. Wow. I guess it was stuck in her throat. So I'm going to tighten in. Then I started looking at what it said on the internet about dogs and bones. And I'm going to tighten up my very lax rules about that. But anyway, that was a part of today's, it was actually a very eventful day. And, you know, adjusting to the frustrating things that happen. You know, the way I do it, I'm really not frustrated. Some things bother me more are harder to shake, right? But anyway, the Facebook thing is like the most important thing, right? But I'm resigned to it. It's, you know, and we'll see what we can, if there's anything we can make out of it. Except I don't have, you know, if I had a lot of time, I could concentrate on making a big issue out of it. Not being nasty or anything, and being humorous. But, you know, the Dropbox thing I've got to solve. And there's just so many other things I've got to deal with. And, tough luck. But the main thing I do to deal with stuff like that and is just do one thing after another, one step at a time. Apply some of that 12-step stuff, but really do just relax. All I can do is one thing now. So what do I want to do? That helps. And, you know, another thing, I'll wake up in the morning quite a bit, like a little disturbed by something that's happening in work, or it can even be a song we're working on, and it's just not sounding right. More likely just, I don't know, my poor, whatever it is I am trying to deal with, body and mind and all that, trying to deal with all this stuff and balance it and everything. And sometimes I'll be a little bit bothered when I wake up, but I know all I have to do is have my hot water, get the kitchen straightened. There's not a lot to do, you know, put things up that were dry, go out, open the front gate, clean in front of the gate, and do that first. You know, that's be a good neighbor. And let Bondi walk around out there a while and smell. And I do some exercises. There's a Chinese one. I like swinging the arms front and back and to the sides. And some other little yoga, you know, but not a lot. And sometimes I'll clean the leaves on the inside of the courtyard. But then I go sit. And that really is a good habit. I want to tell you, I'm really glad I have that habit, because I know that I can, if I'm bothered in the morning, all I have to do is remember that I'm going to be sitting, and but I'm also sitting while I'm doing the other stuff, that I'm going to start not putting my entire consciousness in my thoughts, you know, is what it gets down to. But that's not something you can do. You know, you can try it. I mean, there's, you don't even know what it is or where it is or what you are or what's doing what. But you just slow down and just, I do this walking stuff first, a little chanting. And, you know, you sit and then, I don't know. It's really nice. I like it. All right. So that's today's Life in Bali report. Pardon me for going on and on about it, but I wanted to share it with someone. And so we'll see how it all works out. And you know what? Right now, all I can do is what's next. And that is to conclude this podcast and then get it ready to post. And then I've got to post the Shunya Suzuki lecture excerpt for today. And maybe something on Cuke Nonsense and something else on Cuke What's New, or maybe not. And, you know, take a shower, or maybe I'll take a hot bath. We've got a Japanese bath. Oh, that's so great. I haven't done that in, God, about 10 days. All right. Well, anyway, that's Life in Bali. This has been a Cuke audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Senor with Doggett, Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear, lovely Katrinka Spirit, but she is on the way. Okay. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening. May all beings be happy, may all beings be healthy, may all beings be free from harm, may all beings love life, may all beings awaken. Welcome to a Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want, within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today, this is follow-up Life in Bali to yesterday's, which focused on Facebook having unpublished my Bali Yuga Facebook page, our little band in Bali. But today, it was back. They republished it. Said it was in review, but from experience I've had, I didn't believe I'd ever see it again, and I thought there would be no way to contest it, which was true for my Cuke Nonsense page on Facebook, which was just an automatic upload from the Cuke Nonsense blog. I posted on Facebook, my personal page, about it, and I got some interesting responses. And one of them said that don't give up. Keep trying, because a band page is a business page, and they take those a lot more seriously, and there's actually a way to contact them. And he had the same problem, and with persistence, had gotten hold of them and had gotten some decision reversed. And he said, especially if you have ads, you can get to them quick. So I'm going to remember that. I think I'll buy some ads for the Bali Yuga Facebook page, because, you know, the Zen stuff I never try to promote. Cuke Archives and Facebook, the blog, the podcast. I promote them within themselves. I'll mention one thing or another. I might mention it on my Facebook personal page. Or, you know, in an email that goes out, I might mention what I'm doing. You know, I send out some occasional, like once or twice a year, mass emails requesting support for Cuke Archives, which is why we are able to continue, because of your kind support, our wonderful sponsors. Anyway, so Cuke Archives has, you know, I've been doing this for so long you know, a lot of people are already aware of it. So I just figure if anybody's interested, they'll go there. But the music, even though I've been doing it all my life, does not have that type of reach. So I have gently mentioned if anybody wanted to like our share anything, that would be appreciated. I might not even have said it that directly. I might have said I never ask anybody to like or share, but in this case, I would appreciate it, or something like that. Buying some you know, low cost ads to promote Bali Yuga Facebook page, if it makes it more secure and less likely to get unpublished again, and reaches a few more people, oh, that'd be all right. No big deal. Whatever. Anyway, it's interesting. I've enjoyed the experience. And actually, it worked out for the best, because I got the day of being the victim of a bully and gathering a lot of sympathy. And then I came back victorious. But, and somebody even wrote and said, well, you know, Facebook's really trying to do the right thing. I mean, aside from the fact we know they have purposely encouraged groups to form, polarizing hate groups and this and that, in some ways are polarized sides, because it gets more people more worked up and gets them more income. There are people who have testified to that account, although Facebook denies it, of course. But, you know, they're sort of like governments, like the People's Republic of China or Russia or the United States. Of course, being from the United States, I tend to see it as a lot of positive things about it, a lot of negative things about it. But the same with China and Russia. Russia does seem to be putting a lot of energy into undermining the West, and has been very, very successful at it. But, you know, I know Russians here. I like Russians, and some of them really like their government and like Putin. So, you know, I have friends who like Trump. So that's the way it goes. Facebook's like that. To me, it's sort of on the size of a government that's been involved with mass murder and terrible things. But, you know, there's good things they do, and that's life, and that's the way of the world. It's just like living in Rome. You can't spend all your time complaining about Rome just because they're out, you know, pillaging and salting fields and killing baby boys so that they can't be attacked again and stuff. There were a lot of good things came out of Rome. That's the human race. It's the history of the human race, according to Jared Diamond. What was his book? Oh, which one? maybe collapse, is the history of genocide. And or maybe he implied that. I can't remember exactly. I remember he said the purpose of religion was to justify genocide and things like that. Although I do think it has some other purposes. Oh, yeah, there's one thing. One person left a message, a response to me saying, you know, Facebook's doing as good as they can. They've got like maybe 2 million new pages coming up every day, and almost all of them are spam, and they're you know, just trying so hard to figure out how to get rid of the stuff they don't want and keep the stuff that's legit. And the person who wrote it said they ought to give special consideration to people who have been there a long time and be very careful about blocking them or unpublishing their pages. If you know you've got some seniority and a track record, that ought to count for something. I don't know, maybe it does. Anyway, yeah, it's an interesting experience. And you know, that's out of the way. When I was complaining about frustrating things that were happening, I couldn't find these files I wanted to go to work with, all these newsletters or little publications, little monthly, whatever you call it, that this Christ Truth League in Fort Worth, Texas, where I come from, came out with. Alden Truesdale, the teacher, he was like what I call a New Thought Christian teacher. Pretty cool stuff. So I plan to put up, I have like every issue of it. A friend of mine who has sent it to me, and I've been wanting to do it for years. I just can't get around to it. But Gus, who is my very efficient assistant who comes once a week, I thought I'd give him that as a little task, because he does things pretty quick and everything, the things I can't get to, which is neat. But I couldn't find it. But anyway, I found it. So those are two of the three most frustrating things. And the third, the problem with Dropbox, I'll figure it out. So, you know, what it made me think of was the a line I read, I think it was Book of Tao, maybe Lin Yutang's translation that I read, before I came to Zen Center, in the, you know, like 64, 65, maybe, or yeah, 64, maybe I read it in 66 before coming to Zen Center, yeah. And I loved it. I read it again in 2003 on my way, I'm traveling around India for a few months. And when I, you know, it was the same copy that I had in 66, say. So 66 and 37 years later, I'm traveling with the same one in India. And as I read it, as I finish a page, I tear it out and offer it to the nearest trash receptacle. That was fun until I was through the whole thing. Anyway, there was a line in it I read back then, and it clicked with me. And it was, I don't know what the whole line was. I just know one little phrase from that line from that part of the book, and that is, affairs are endless. And it did not mean affairs as in An Affair to Remember, which is an excellent film, but it meant affairs as in things to do. So things to do are endless. So that flashed right away with me. It implied a number of things. In the first place, it implied that we're not going to ever be able to tie up everything and have everything done and out of the way so that we can accomplish the important task that we're here for. like we have some idea, well, I'll get enlightened when I can get all this stuff done, or I'll practice, I'll really concentrate on practice once I've taking care of this and this and this and that. And I was saying, no, that stuff's endless. You can't. Then, so it implies that, right? Pretty clearly, it says that. But it also says, it implies, therefore, do not postpone dealing with the matter at hand, the great matter, the daiji, that because you have things to do, because there will always be things to do. It doesn't mean don't simplify, don't, of course, we have to keep doing these things, and it is good to work towards simplifying and making things calmer. And I get the image of Isan sweeping at Zen Center and then me running around doing stuff and him saying, if you go slower, you'll get more done. Tommy Dorsey, Isan saying that. And I think of that and because I've always got a checklist I'm working on. I have checklists of the big projects and checklists of the middle size and the little things, some little things I need to get out of the way. And it's best not to think of them in terms of goals, but if just, they are goals, but just things sitting there and waiting for them. You're not rushing toward them because you're doing one thing at a time. And then it will pop up in front of you, and you can take care of it, or you can deal with it, with each thing, one step at a time. You know, it especially impressed me because I had the image of it coming from, now it might not have come from the Book of Tao. It might have come from something else, Chinese, but I think it did. Anyway, that's the way I see it. And the way I envisioned it is it coming from some sort of, well, they weren't really hermits, I don't think, but we get the image of them as hermits. You think of Lao Tzu as living up in the mountains and coming down to the city for, you know, to get some food to take back with him, maybe some rice to take back with him up to the mountains where he lives. And, you know, the story was that he came down and they wanted his wisdom. They wouldn't let him go back till he told them. So that's where some of the writings came from, and some of his sayings, such as, he who speaks does not know, he who knows does not speak. So I had this vision of somebody who had a terribly simplified, organized life. Well, I don't know if organized is the right word. Not much to organize, right? Just basic meditating, sweeping, eating, looking at the classic Chinese scenery, and this person saying, affairs are endless. Yes. And then just today, you know, when I come up here upstairs, I'm making the podcast now on my new Mac with my new microphone. And there's still a lot of things I can't do with it, and a lot of stuff to learn up here. New program, Logic X, which is much more sophisticated than my Audacity. But because I'm doing stuff with music, too, I just think I need to start using it for everything. So I got to move into that and learn things. I don't want to learn anything else. Oh, God, horse. But anyway, I'm up here. And so I wanted to go on Facebook and read some of these comments of people, of experiences they'd had with Facebook on blocking pages and disciplining them and stuff. My password didn't work. And, you know, we just worked it out yesterday downstairs on the computer and checked it. And I used the same one. I know I did because I even opened up my LastPass, which I can see my passwords, you know. And that's amazing. That's amazing. And you know what I thought then? I thought, affairs are endless. And this has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast, a life in Bali. Follow up Facebook and Bali Yuga Facebook page redeemed. Go to baliyuga.com if you don't want to go to the Facebook page. And you can see a link there to go to hear the 6 songs on our album, On the Way to Venus, on YouTube or Spotify or whatever. Anyway, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka, who's almost here. She's in quarantine in Jakarta now. Ha ha, first day of 1 week. So she should be here maybe Saturday, Sunday, the coming week. Very good. And we're all wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.